When I have a thought, I gotta let it out. It's a bright spot that I can't even doubt. My opinions, my point of view, even if things are a little chopped and screwed.
So yeah,
even if you disagree.
So yeah,
even if I'm not in your pedigree.
So yeah,
especially if you agree.
So yeah,
so yeah.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever and whenever you're listening to it. Welcome to the So Yeah podcast with Caroline M. Doymans. So, in October, I went to 5 concerts, which is kind of crazy because leading up to it, I only knew that I was going to 2 of them, okay? And little insider trading remark, I didn't pay for any of them. And no, I'm not going to tell you how I did that because I open up a lot. I will not be opening. I will be gatekeeping how I go to concerts. Thank you so much. So I saw 5 different artists. I saw Tate McRae. I saw Dua Lipa. I saw Haim. Joe, and I saw Addison Rae. Wow. So many different choices. All artists that I really, really enjoy. Wow. And I'm not going to try to compare anybody to each other because they are all different artists, even though some of them are, yes, in the same pop category. You can't compare them. So let's start off with Tate McRae. First and foremost, she is talented. Okay, let's get that off the table here. She is a talented artist. Yes. Is she the next Britney Spears? No, she is not. I will repeat it again. She is not Britney Spears. They are really trying to push Britney Spears on her. It ain't it. She ain't it. I'm sorry. It ain't. The dancing was so good, as we should know, obviously. The dancers are so talented, obviously, as we know. I also thought that the set design was really cool. It was a kind of an industrial feel with like a lot of like yellow tones to it. So I thought that was really awesome. What I didn't like, ma'am, the outfits, her styling is so bad. It's so bad that I swear like her stylists hate her. That is what is giving. So she came out and her first look was like a baby tee, a white baby tee and high white briefs. And I went with my friend Lexi and she was like, why does she look like Tommy Pickles? And when I tell you, bitch, she looked like Tommy Pickles. And I couldn't get that out of my mind. I every time I saw her on stage, like twirling and dipping, I was like, oh, that's Tommy Pickles with 3 hairs. Oh my God. It was so ugly. Like, it is so bad. And like the dancers, their outfits are shit too. They're in this like one outfit at the end. And it's like all white. It literally looks like a carnival performance sponsored by Hanes. You are Tate McRae. If I'm Tate McRae's stylist, I'm calling up every fashion house and being like, hey, I have Tate McRae here. Can we make some custom looks together? I mean, Tate McRae is not a small artist. She was at the Forum, for God's sakes. We can get a custom Adidas look. I think she's even sponsored by Adidas. Where was the custom look? She was wearing like this encrusted bra, which love, and these like boring ass track pants, which they were hideous. It looked like rehearsal wear. And oh my God, her shoes. And I know I saw some clips where she was like running out of her shoes and a couple things. They're acting like she's the first person that has ever danced in a fucking heel on stage. The geriatric shoe that they had her in, it was like a pump with like a crisscross in the front part of her arch to keep her foot in the shoe. It was hideous. And if that wasn't bad enough in black, they had another pair in white. Kill me. Oh my God. Literally fire the team. Hideous. But she was an amazing dancer and she sounded pretty good too, which it's not, I'm not going there for the vocals personally. But I thought it was a really great show. Then next on the list was Dua Lipa, which I love Dua Lipa. I think that she is literally one of the most beautiful people. She's probably the most beautiful pop star that we have right now. I'll die on that hill. I'm dying. I'll put the top. She is so gorgeous. Seeing her on the iMac, I was like, wow, that's a beautiful woman. Woman, she would literally be a model if she was not a singer. She sounds so good, too. I think I love her voice. I think she has a beautiful raspy tone to it and like kind of guttural. And I love it. I loved seeing her show. I do think that, like, I mean, we know she's not a choreo girl. She did get bullied into getting better at choreo. And thank God, because, you know, sometimes bullying does work. Whatever. You know, as long as you get bullied to get better, I'm okay with it. So, yeah, she, like, they had a lot of choreo, but, like, ooh, some of that choreo. Creatively, like, I don't really know what the creative direction of this show was, because it's like, I think that was also a problem with like the rollout of the album in general, because it was like all these, like, every time she came out with a single, it was like all this like black kind of like raw brutalist kind of vibes, and then the album art was like her with a shark tail and like her in the water. What does that have to do with this? Like, it felt like really jumbled, and I kind of felt the same way creatively with the show as well. Like, the content was either like not enough, or it was like waves crashing. Okay, I guess, you know, album art, she's in the water, okay, but then there was a moment where there was like horses running on the plains, and I was like, what do horses have to do with the ocean? Like, it just felt like confusing. But the girl has the hits. She's got the hats, okay? Wow, so good. And then next on the Rolodex was Haim, which Haim is my favorite band. I will say it. I don't know what it is about, you know, family bands. I love it. I love them so much. I did love their album. I know a lot of people didn't, but I did. So I don't give a fuck. And the show was so good. Okay, I've seen every album live from them since they started, thank God. And this was no different. They sounded amazing. I loved the creative on this because, you know, they're a band, so they don't need all like the bells and whistles that you normally do in a pop show, which it's a different type of show. The lighting was so good. The creative was so good. They had this, like, on their album art, they have like this this sign that says I quit, and they had this huge sign like above them, kind of like it was like a rolling sign in that same font, and they were like talking on it throughout the show. It was so good. I love them. They sounded so great. It was definitely like an older crowd, which I kind of loved, because everybody was like there for the music, because I felt like Tate show was like a little young, which understandably, and then Duos was a little bit older but definitely had some young people, and then like Haim was definitely like 30 crowd, which I stan a 30 crowd, okay? And I stan and then I sit. Just kidding. I stand up at concerts. And then after that, I saw Joe, DJ O, which I love him. I was actually dying to see his show. And then my friend Carly was like, I'm going to get tickets. Do you want to come with me? And I'm like, yeah, at the Greek Theater, my favorite theater in Los Angeles. I'm there. When I tell you, he had the best lighting. I don't know who is the LD for him. He deserves a blowjob, okay? On my knees, blowy, okay? It was so amazing. It was so creative. It was beautifully done. I love it. And that was also a band vibe. He sounded so good. I was not expecting him to sound that good, and he did. And I was here for it, and he is fine. Fine. And then finally, we have Miss Addison Rae, and you heard it here first. She was my favorite out of all five shows. Okay? Because, listen, is she the best vocalist? No. I think that she would tell you that too. But I also think that, like, she is working on it. Like, you could tell, like, personally for me, when I go to a show, I never judge the artist on the first number. Because there's a lot of adrenaline, there's a lot of, you know, nervousness, there's anxiety that goes into that first song. You want to hit those notes, you want to hit your marks, and there's a lot of moving parts to a show, the crowd, the energy, there's so much happening. So I don't really, like, knock somebody if they're pitchy in their first song. By song number three, I'm like, you better get your shit together, baby. We're paying good hard cash to be there. Not me, though. So, her show was theatrics. And love theatrics. Give me a show. Give me a program, baby. And it was like a cabaret show. There was a storyline. There were costume changes on stage, off stage, moving parts. The dancers were so good. Special shout out to Yuli, okay? Yuli is the hottest female dancer I have ever seen on a stage. Like, I had to keep reminding myself that I was there to see Addison Rae and not Yuli Maldonado. I might have fucked that up, but you get it anyway. And it was such an amazing show. And I'm so excited to see how she continues to evolve in her artistry. She was hitting the fucking steps. And if anybody wants to compare anybody to Britney Spears, it's Addison Rae. So those are all the five concerts that I went to in October. I don't think that I'm going to see any more shows the rest of this year, but I'm always open to receive free concert tickets. So if you want to take me to a concert, I'm your girl. I will probably go to almost any show other than like a hard EDM show. Sorry, Kevin, no techno, whatever. And then also, like, I'm not trying to go to like a metal show. Sorry, Johnny, I know you like to scream. But anything else in between, I'm always down to learn about different groups of people. Why do people like certain artists? There's always something for me to learn, looking at lighting, looking at set, looking at the band. I love it all. So take me to your show. I would love to see it. This section of the podcast is called Currently, and it's everything that I'm currently reading, watching, and listening to. This week, watching and listening kind of go hand in hand because, as we know on the podcast, I've been doing my Madonna deep dive. And after True Blue, she does Who's That Girl, the movie. I also watched Desperately Seeking Susan, which came out years before True Blue. And Madonna's barely in that movie. I don't know why they were marketing her to like be in the movie. She is like in there for like 10 minutes max for like an hour and a half movie. Okay. It was like, okay. And so I watched Who's That Girl. When I tell you, this movie is probably one of the worst movies I've ever seen. I'm sorry, Madonna fans. She is not an actress. And maybe she gets better. She has a lot more acting roles coming up in the future, like as in the 80s and the 90s. And I will watch them because I'm a loser. Okay? But it was so bad. It was so bad. It was so bad. Like, what accent was she doing? It was so much. I literally only gave it a 0.5 on Letterboxd because her red lip was snatching. And that opening title sequence of the cartoon, that was cunt. But everything else, very bad. Also, the title track, which I listened to the album as well, the title track, Who's That Girl, is a good song. They do have some good songs on that album. But as a movie, boo, tomatoes, give her the Razzie Award because that shit was terrible. I will never watch it again. And then as for what I'm reading, I was in a little bit of a reading slump, but I'm out of the slurp. And I read Dead Man's Blues, and it was so good. I had been dying to read another thriller because thrillers and rom-coms for me are one of those types of books that I could just like chomp through. I read this book, I think, in like 3 days, which I probably could have read it even quicker, but you know, life was happening, so I didn't have time to like sit down and read. I was chomping through the book. Basically, it was a book set in the 1950s in like the Tennessee Kentucky line, and there was like a whodunit, so somebody died, and then it ended up another person died. Whoa! Oh my God, two deaths in a small town. Shucks. But you do get an answer in the end, and I was not expecting who it actually ended up to be, which I love that because I feel like in whodunit books, you're thinking about everybody. You have to go down every lane. Everybody's a suspect. Everybody. But it wasn't who I thought. So, hats off. Dead Man Blues. Well, that's this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening, watching, wherever you're consuming this media. I really appreciate it. If you've made it this far, boom. If you haven't, cocoon. But alas, it doesn't matter to me. So yeah.